was wondering if we could go over some of the terminology that we discussed in our last meeting. Mm-hmm. I think that it would be nice to have a record of this. And actually, I have a... Robin has put together a glossary of sanitation terms and phrases that... And I was wondering if maybe after this I could give that to you to have a look, and maybe we can work on adding some of the more marine, because all of this stuff is like the truck and the sort of sand worker
okay.
terms, and maybe we can go over that. Or you could do it on your free time and we can communicate after. So we've been using the terms light and heavy already, but I was wondering if you could kind of give a description of those or a definition.
Well, a light barge is an empty barge, mm-hmm. and a heavy barge is a full barge of garbage, mm-hmm. which basically was about average about 620 tons per
yeah.
barge.
Wow, so that's actually not that much compared to what a truck can carry, correct? It's my understanding that the collection trucks can carry more than that.
No, the collection trucks probably on average 15 tons.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, but
okay,
you're talking, the barge is 620 tons.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's quite a bit more. And then staging. I was wondering if you could define staging.
Well, staging is just an area that you kept the barges in, whether it be the light barges or the heavy barges. Mm-hmm. The staging area was just a spot, either it would be on the West Catwalk, mm-hmm. or we had staging areas within the plant where the heavy boats and the light boats were kept.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then shifting, we've already used that term, but I was wondering if you could describe shifting, like shifting the barges.
Well, shifting the barges at the MTSs, mm-hmm. Some MTSs, most of them, could be done by the sand workers uh-huh. there. And they would use the winch lines to shift the barges out of the slips mm. and to move them around outside to store them.
Okay.
And that was a very lengthy process to do that. Mm. And also it was a very dangerous process because if you were fighting the weather and the elements at the same, you know, in the winter time, mm-hmm. Whether it be raining or so, you know, it was quite a dangerous thing to do.
I see. And then and that's why the Brooklyn MTS required a tug.
Yes.
Assistance.
That MTS required a tug because, like I said, the currents were very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And if a boat got away on the sand workers, then, you know,
yeah.
we'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly. Okay. And then what is BWD?
The Bureau of Waste Disposal.
Okay, and that was what you were a part of when you were a dispatcher?
Yes, that, right.
Okay. And what about BCC?
The Bureau of Cleaning and Collection.
Okay, and that's who the MTSs fell under, or were the MTSs part of BWD?
No, the Bureau of Cleaning and Collection mm-hmm. are the trucks
oh, okay.
that were dumping at the MTSs.
Oh, okay, but the MTS is BWD?
Yes.
Oh, okay, That's interesting. I didn't know that.
And today you have, you know, down at Fresh Kills, they have the waste disposal building
mm-hmm.
that they dump in. And also all of the waste disposal sites that we use are under BWD.
Got it. Okay. And then what about BMU?
Yeah, that's the barge maintenance unit mm-hmm. That used to be in Brooklyn
mm-hmm.
at 52nd Street. That was a pretty elite group of guys that used to they would put together the eyes on the lines.
Mm-hmm.
They would be called if there was an emergency mm-hmm. to maybe. Stop a leak in a barge.
Mm.
They also would be called as extra men to shift barges.
Mm.
So that group was pretty much all over the place.
Uh-huh.
They would also put tires on the barges and maintain the barges at the barge maintenance unit.
Yeah, that's critical, though. That's really important, huh? And then MTS, we've been using a lot, but if you wouldn't mind just...
That's the Marine Transfer Station.
Right, okay. And those there are, and it's my understanding that there's only one of those operational right now.
Is that yes? Correct? That's the 59th Street MTS. Okay. That's operational for paper.
Got it.
You know, that MTS underwent a transition because that MTS, there was a time where in the slip, you know, you could fit two barges, and one barge would load garbage on, mm-hmm. and one barge would load paper on. So. Okay.
And I'm sorry, could you define slip for me? I'm not aware of that one.
At the marine transfer station, uh-huh. the slip would be where you could put the barge in.
Okay.
And most places would hold up to two barges per slip.
Okay. And then what is the difference between a line tug and a shifting tug?
The shifting tugs were quite smaller than a line tug.
Uh-huh.
And those tugs were just used... basically, like I said, just to shift barges.
Mm-hmm.
The line tugs would be the tugs that serviced the North Shore and the South Bronx,
mm-hmm.
and serviced Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Okay, got it. And then what is the boom or the super boom? Are those the same thing?
Well, there was, we had in Freshkills, mm-hmm. which also all the MTSs had booms too.
Oh, okay.
Floatable booms so that garbage wouldn't escape uh-huh. from the MTSs, from the slips where they were loading garbage on.
I see.
And down in Freshkills, they had booms which were containment,
mm-hmm.
So no garbage would go out into into the kill van call.
Got it. Okay, and then the super boom was like a...
That was a big mechanical boom that, uh-huh. In a sense, it was the same principle as the flexible booms,
mm-hmm.
but that it was massive. It had mm-hmm. Turbines on wow. there, you know, that opened and closed the boom,
uh-huh.
and it was all mechanical, run by the dispatcher in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
So you were in charge of opening and closing that boom.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how long would it take to get it open?
It could take a few minutes
uh-huh.
To open the boom. And same thing on closing.
Yeah.
It depends on when you open the boom,
mm-hmm.
As far as the currents that you were dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the times, you know, it would take a few minutes to open and mm-hmm. close the boom.
And that had to be opened and closed at low tide? Or high
it had
tide?
To be closed. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You didn't want garbage leaving the landfill.
Right.
So on low tide,
uh-huh.
you didn't want to open that boom uh-huh. because that's when the garbage could leave.
I
the
see,
landfill.
Because the water is going out.
Right. The yeah. water is going out. Uh-huh. So that was when it was closed.
Got it.
On high tide, uh-huh. That's when you could open the boom.
I see. Okay. And then the sweeper boat?
The sweeper boat, what their job was, like I said, within the plant,
mm-hmm.
they usually stayed around the pads in case any garbage fell from the cranes
mm-hmm.
into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the boom area, the outer area mm-hmm. of the landfill, that's where they opened and closed the outer boom, and they swept it. They used to sweep the boom
mm-hmm.
before the opening, and they used to sweep before the super boom opened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you would have to stay in touch with them to let them know when you were going to be...
Oh, yeah, I would stay in touch with them to let them know when a boat was going to be entering the landfill.
Uh-huh.
And because this was all a process. Like I said, when a boat was going to come into the landfill,
mm-hmm.
you knew up to a half an hour or so, or an hour, before the boat was going to come in the landfill, because you had to allow time for those fellas to get on their boom boat
mm-hmm.
and go out there and open up the boom for the tug to come in.
Got it. Okay. And then the net team, that was one.
We had a net team that was comprised of sand workers
uh-huh.
that would go and assist different MTSs that didn't have necessarily maybe enough men to shift a barge. We would coordinate with the net team when we were going to shift the barge and what MTSs for them to go to.
Okay. And were those sand workers on the net team, was that like their full-time, that was what they were always doing, was were they also doing...
No, they were assigned to certain MTSs.
Okay.
And then they had extra men there.
Got it.
And they would, that would be the net, would comprise of the net team.
Okay, great. And then, okay, so I know that the department worked with a few third-party companies and all of this, and I was wondering if you could sort of tell me about which companies were involved and what they were in charge of. Like, you know, the tugboats.
Oh, as far as that, yeah, the tugboats was were one company that was outside of, you know, the sanitation department. The other companies would be... If you had a problem maybe with oil in the water, you would call a company for containment of the and cleanup of the oil. Then they had companies assigned for, should they have an emergency, maybe to get in touch with these certain companies.
Okay. And what was the company that owned and operated the tugboats?
We used the company Moran Towing.
Okay.
And they're pretty popular in the New York area.
Oh, okay. And can you spell that for me?
It's M-O-R-A-N.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought, but I just want to make sure. Okay, okay, great. Okay, and then as far as geography goes, I've been studying the map of the harbor quite a bit recently because of all of this, but I was wondering if you could just outline for me again the location of all of the MTSs.
Okay, we had North Shore in Queens, and the South Bronx. We had East in Manhattan. You had East 91st Street. On the west side, you had West 135th Street and West 59th Street. In Brooklyn, you had Greenpoint. There was an MTS located in Hamilton, and the Southwest MTS.
Okay.
And the barge maintenance unit.
Okay.